Welcome to this great event. My name is Dirk Pieter van Leeuwen, and I'm indeed the CEO of SUSE. But for some odd reason, I feel super in place here. I like this place. I like what you guys are doing. And maybe I'll give you a little bit of background to myself, why that is. So many years ago, even before Linux, that's all how I am. But I was actually an engineer. And I still love coding. I used to write device drivers for Unix, later on Linux, so I know assembly, C, C++. And I hide all that for everybody because now I'm a CEO, and you're supposed to then be executive and what have you. But when I have my own time, when I go back home and I want to do something for myself, I'm often diving into open source projects, whether it's home automation, or whether it's other stuff that you know happens to resonate with what I like to do, I do it, and I like to sort of like very much respect communities, but also at the heart of my day job, I very firmly believe in the power of the community, because you can be open source and you can label everything open source, but if there's no community, what's the point, right? And you here in this room are the community to OpenSUSE, to SUSE, to what happens, to really what happens, what we develop, to what comes into the product in the future. You are the brains and the community of everything that we do in this company. So I want to start by saying thank you, because this is amazing what you guys are doing. And the passion with which you are doing it is even more amazing. Passion always, or sometimes misunderstood by people, is very important. And again, this is something at the core and at the heart of what you do. And you don't just do this for a while. This is not a new community. The OpenSUSE community is 20 years old. And that's another important milestone that I think we should recognize. So in these 20 years, you've developed a lot of technologies. You've presented a lot of technologies that have been adopted, that have become key to what SUSE and SLES have integrated into their products, things like YAST, things like the KDE desktop integration, the Open Build Service. Open Build Service is something which I'm super proud of that is now also adopted by the Cloud Native Foundation, and that now Kubernetes is being built upon. So there's so many technologies and so many things that you have designed and created that have been absolutely instrumental and will and continue to be instrumental to what innovation is all about, and especially what open source innovation is all about. It is about this community, and it is about meritocracy. And again, meritocracy, often not understood well enough, is all about the best idea and not about who comes up with it. I always jokingly say this is why my job as CEO is so easy. Because I believe in meritocracy, that means I don't need to be the smartest person in the room. But it also means that we have to create a platform for all these smart people, like in this room, to come up with great ideas and to keep developing them and to having that platform to do what you do best. So what does that mean for the innovation and the community that we're all in here? It means that we have to continue doing what we're doing so well. And we got to keep growing this community, and we got to keep advocating for the community. Now, right now, in this day and age, there's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of stuff happening that, you know, is involved around open source. Of course, we all know this, right? That every innovation that we've seen in the last year came to us at the speed that it did because of open source. There's no other reason for that. It's only possible to innovate at the speed at which this world is innovating if you share your ideas, if you build upon each other's ideas, and if you then continue to create new things and new ideas at a much faster pace. There's nothing that you can do like this if you were to copyright it, close it, hold it for yourself. And I think we need to continue to tell this to the rest of the world, that people need to understand that the proprietary software development doesn't get you anywhere. It has to be open. I I get these questions from customers too, right? Like, oh yes, it's open source, but is it secure? And I'm like, what? Is it secure? If it has to be secure, it has to be open, right? And again, customers, they need to be educated to understand that. If you then go on and explain why this is so important, then it's like, ah, okay, now we get it, yes. So open source is really important for our innovation and for our security. So what's happening right now in the last 6 months, basically, since we have a new president in the US, one of the things that's happening is that he has taught the rest of the world that everybody has to stand on their own 2 feet. And that has led to what we now call digital sovereignty. Digital sovereignty meaning that suddenly everybody's panicking and comes to the conclusion that depending on the US for everything is maybe not such a great idea. And we all now have to develop our own local digital sovereign solutions. And if you're an open source company, it's like, yeah, sure, it's no problem. Open source has no borders, it's not of any country. We can help. We can make sure that your code is secure, that it's available, that it's not owned by anybody obscure, that's not owned by anybody that your life depends on in the future. And especially for SUSE, being a European company, this is a major advantage to us. And we got to get this message out there into the open that we are a European company with European heritage here in Nuremberg, in Fürth, where SUSE was founded 33 years ago. And we continue to be this company that is really reliable, that's proven itself. We didn't came up 6 months ago. 33 years is a really serious period of time, right? And we've always believed in the power of the community, in the power of collaboration, and we have a European footprint. All of our leaders are European. So this is a big advantage when it comes to digital sovereignty. But this whole digital sovereignty topic is a great, great opportunity to continue to advocate for open source development and to continue to advocate for what all of you are doing. So with that in mind, I just wanted to ask you to really keep doing what you're doing and also keep challenging us, right? We're not afraid. This is a world of meritocracy. This is a world of an open source. I get challenged all the time and I like it because I'm only as good as the ideas that you bring to me. I see this when I do my all hands here in Nuremberg, like yesterday. There's very, very good questions. There are very challenging questions that make me think as well, and that make me think like, okay, how can we be better at certain things? How can we continue to do what we're doing? It's all about listening. It's all about collaboration, and it's also all about keeping the Open SUSE community alive and continuing to sponsor the Open SUSE community. And with that, before I wish you a great event, I do want to share something, because one of the things that I was confronted with when I joined as a CEO here was the fact that people said, like, yeah, the Open SUSE community needs sponsorships. SUSE obviously is a sponsor, but are you going to reduce the sponsorship? Is there any risk that we're going to have to do with less? And I remembered that story before when I was preparing for today's speech, and I asked my finance people, I said, are we actually significantly sponsoring the Open SUSE community? They said, yeah, we are, and so and so and so. But I went back to them and I said, we need to do better. So I'd like to announce that we are increasing our contribution by 10%. And I know it's not enough, right? I know it's not enough, but give us the opportunity to continue increasing it so that we can all grow and all be better at what we're doing and really continue to keep this community alive. I wish you a really, really great event, and thank you for having me.